Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father. Such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Esta noche veneramos la Santa María la Virgen. Sobre el título de la Rosa Mística. La Rosa Mística es un título muy, muy antiguo, originalmente en el Antiguo Testamento. En la profeta Isaías se llama de la Jesse, una estopa. From the stump of Jesse, a flower will spring forth. Y en la Canción de las Canciones, the Song of Songs, we have the Rose of Sharon, the Rosa de Sharon. These images the fathers of the church saw as almost like previews before the movie, trailers of what was to come. And they're important because every title given to the Blessed Virgin tells us much more profoundly, something of her Son, and in the end, something of us. You know, people sometimes say, your family is the one thing in life you invariably cannot choose. And it's true, you know, we're born to parents or we're adopted by them, but they're not, they're givens, right? But of all the people in the whole history of the world, the Lord Jesus did get to choose his parents. Pay attention to whom he chose. No earthly queen, no earthly king, a laborer, and a poor one. And yet, from the working man, from the poor maid in the kitchen, sprang forth the Savior of the world. The Father saw in the image of the mystical rose that which was both natural and supernatural, and yet mysteriously grew together. Mary did not stop being any of the things by nature, which she already was, in view of the graces she had been given. She was no less a woman, no less a virgin, no less a daughter, no less a Jew. She was, if anything, those things, y más, those things and more, because of what God had given her. The great lie we all tell ourselves about sin is that if I finally actually give up the stuff that holds me back, I will somehow be less myself, not more. And the reason this is a lie is because if we finally stop sinning, if we are finally able to take advantage of the near occasion of grace and not simply worry about avoiding the near occasion of sin, then we become more ourselves, not less. All the things you like about you, all the things that are real and true and good and beautiful. All the things you do value, even in the moments when you feel most rotten about yourself, all of those things are more true under grace, not less. More potent under grace, not less. This is seen best in the lives of the saints. And if it's hard at times to see it in Mary because the light shines so brightly that it's hard to see the humanity underneath, then look at her most favored children. Saint Dominic, who gave us the rosary, did not become less a priest for leaving his parish and founding a community. Saint Francis didn't become less poor by founding his own fraternity. Saint Bernard didn't become less an ascetic or less a hermit because he had to take over a community that was messed up and dysfunctional. And all three of those men wrote prayers we still say to her, most of us, every day. God wants to do something in you tonight. He wants to grow you up in the same garden in which she was first planted. He wants you, a flower, in the same bouquet. The only question is, will you let him?